USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are heading back to the campaign trail today, hours after clashing in Ohio in their first debate. Biden, campaigning outside Cleveland, Ohio, says the president doesn't understand the struggles of everyday Americans.
Does he care? Has he tried to walk in your shoes to understand what's going on in your life?
President Trump heading to Minnesota, first for a fundraiser, then for a campaign rally in Duluth. Former FBI Director James Comey testified to Congress he didn't know or remember about 20 times when questioned about issues regarding the investigation into supposed Trump campaign collusion with Russia. Comey was in charge of the probe from 2016 to 2017. Comey also said he didn't know about Carter Page's relationship with the CIA. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin met on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. They were discussing a possible coronavirus bill. Both sides say progress was made, but an agreement was still not reached. The Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
I hope we can get something done because, as you said, there are clearly still businesses out there, small businesses that are impacted. We need more money for kids going to school. We need liability protection for small businesses to open the economy.
Trade and Manufacturing Policy Director Peter Navarro says the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been done in Trump time. Navarro telling MSNBC,
we've had what I call the four-vector attack strategy. It's domestic production of our PPE. It's dramatic expansion of the testing. It's the development of therapeutics like convalescent plasma and remdesivir, and it's also the vaccine development.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The organizer of a Southern California rally against racism and police brutality was charged with attempted murder Tuesday for driving her car into counter-protesters and running over a woman's head. Tatiana Turner deliberately drove a car into President Trump's supporters with the intent to kill a woman and also seriously injured a man who broke his leg. That's according to Orange County prosecutors. Turner entered a not guilty plea and is being held on $1 million bail. As holiday shopping approaches, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is adding a common annual tradition to its high-risk category, shopping at crowded stores. The CDC issuing new guidance that discouraged Americans from packing into malls or standing in long lines on or before Thanksgiving. It added that to the list of activities with a higher likelihood of contributing to the spread of the coronavirus. Larissa Bray tells NBC News her shopping will look a lot different this year.
I'll be wearing a mask. I don't really touch a lot of things unless I'm sure I'm going to put it in my cart, you know, wiping the cart down. I probably won't buy as many clothes. I'll probably buy things that can be wiped down more easily.
Addia Delkin also telling NBC News her shopping will begin sooner rather than later.
It's shopping early and shopping online and shopping early so that we make sure things actually get delivered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.